From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
You've decided to buy Apple's new iPhone 7. The next step is deciding on a wireless carrier. That's coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. So you've bought the new iPhone 7 or iPhone 7 Plus by Apple, and now you want to shop for the carrier to connect the phone to. Ryan Knutson of the Wall Street Journal tells us that each of the four major carriers has its own pros and cons with regard to data plans. Ryan joins us now. Ryan, of course, we're talking about the big four, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint. You write that each carrier has really upgraded its network in the past few years. So what should a new iPhone owner do first when choosing a carrier?
One of the things that I recommend people do is go to this website called Root Metrics. They have a coverage map where you can actually put in your zip code and zoom around to the areas where you actually live and work and travel and see what the coverage is for each carrier on calls and data connections in your local area where you spend time. Root Metrics is an independent company that does network testing. So it's a good way to see what your coverage is actually where you are. In general, Verizon is known to have the best network. In the Root Metrics tests that they do, Verizon usually comes out ahead. AT&T also has a good network. T-Mobile and Sprint are catching up. But one advantage that AT&T and Verizon have that Sprint and T-Mobile don't have is the actual frequencies that they use to deliver the signals. AT&T and Verizon have a lot of what they call low-frequency spectrum, which means it travels really far distances, it can penetrate walls really well.
Now, you have written that Verizon is generally the best when it comes to networks. Why don't you drill down into that a little bit about Verizon?
Well, Verizon is really a engineering company. I mean, their whole mentality has been over the years just engineers. Its reputation is that it's a company run by engineers. And Verizon invests an even amount of capex every year in their network, so they're always spending. They don't pull back, and they don't ramp things up. They're just always slow and steady, and they're investing in the network. One challenge that is facing Verizon is that they're the largest carrier. They have 113 million customers on their network, so they actually have to do more in order to make sure that the demand doesn't exceed the capacity that they have in their network. They're really sort of running at full throttle there. The network is so full, there's so many people on it, there can be congestion.
Well, the problem with Verizon, and full disclosure here, I am a Verizon customer, is that there's no unlimited data plan, and I'm constantly checking usage.
Yeah, that's the con, as we put in our story, that they don't have unlimited data in the same way that T-Mobile and Sprint do. And even AT&T customers can get unlimited plans if they also buy DirecTV satellite television service. AT&T bought DirecTV last year. Verizon did recently offer what they call safety mode, and they just made it free. So now if you go over your data plan, rather than automatically getting charged $15 for an extra gigabyte, you can get slower speeds. But that's still pretty painful. And it will really limit your experience. So if you're on Verizon, you have to be mindful of, even more mindful of the data that you're consuming.
As far as AT&T is concerned, it's really big on bundling, you write.
Yeah. AT&T, when they bought DirecTV last year, their strategy has been to try to get as many customers on DirecTV and on AT&T as they can. So they offer a lot of perks to customers who have DirecTV and switch to AT&T. I think they're actually offering a free iPhone for DirecTV customers who switch their wireless service to AT&T. Yeah. So there are some benefits that you can draw out of that. A concern that I think many consumers might have is that, yes, you can get AT&T wireless service and you can get DirecTV television service, but what about high-speed internet at home? That's a big thing that more and more people are care about looking for, and AT&T only offers high-speed home internet service in areas where it happens to have a wired footprint. So if you want to buy DirecTV television service and AT&T wireless service, you still have to get another provider for your home high-speed internet.
And isn't Verizon's network generally judged to be better than that of AT&T's?
Yeah, Verizon invested more than $20 billion a while back building out a network called Fios, which is fiber to the home, high-speed internet. So its capacity is enormous. AT&T has been slowly building out fiber in more places, but a lot of their network is still copper. A lot of places, Verizon's network is copper too, but fiber is the more advanced technology and Verizon has more of it.
Okay, T-Mobile, it's turned around its brand, hasn't it?
Yeah, T-Mobile is a totally different company than it was 5 years ago. It launched this Un-carrier thing in 2013, and they have been really, they started doing away with all these kind of major pain points. One of the first things they did was get rid of two-year contracts.
Yeah.
And so they've been offering consumers a lot of perks. They were letting consumers have unlimited streaming of videos, but the streaming came in at a lower quality. They were giving away free data on tablets and sort of all sorts of other things. And their marketing strategy was to make fun of the carriers for being these, you know, sort of big, sluggish jerks that don't care about their customers. Yeah. And so T-Mobile has tried to be pretty responsive to that. They also do things like give you a free high-quality Wi-Fi router in your house. But they also, you know, their network is not as good as Verizon's. I mean, it's certainly improved. It gets really fast speeds in some places, but they don't have that low frequency spectrum. So, you know, you can go out into the countryside and lose a signal, whereas the Verizon customer might still be able to connect. They do have unlimited plans. But those plans do have limits, as we've written about recently. You get to stream video at a lower quality. If you want to stream HD video, you have to pay more.
Yeah,
it's not that cheap. I think it's about $25 more a month that you have to pay in order to have the option of streaming high-quality video to your smartphone. And then you have to actually go activate that high-quality feature every single day. You have to open an app, click a tab to say, I want to watch HD video today, and then it will turn itself off. The company has said, well, you know, we have people turn it on every day because it's like leaving the water faucet running or something like that. But it sounds kind of like a pain in the butt. But on the other hand, HD video doesn't you don't really tell on a small smartphone screen the same way that you do on like a big flat screen TV in your living room. So using the lower quality stuff, most people probably aren't going to notice.
Okay, Ryan, last and apparently least in one respect, Sprint. It has the cheapest plans.
Yeah, they have a $60 unlimited plan, which comes with the same sorts of limits that the T-Mobile plan does, where you're streaming lower quality video. Sprint also streams at lower quality music and some gaming things. But Sprint has some interesting upsides coming in the future, at least. They've got a lot of spectrum, way more than all the other carriers. And they're slowly putting a lot of that spectrum to use. But that spectrum, again, is this high-frequency stuff that doesn't travel very far. But so if you're on the Sprint network, you very well may be walking down the street, or maybe if you're lucky enough to have it on your block, be close to one of these areas where they've rolled out more spectrum and get super fast speeds, tens of megabytes in some cases, maybe even over 100 megabytes. But you're not going to have that experience everywhere that you go.
Yeah.
But their unlimited plan is the cheapest, and it's pretty simple. If you want to have a plan, if you want to add another line to that, I think it goes up to $100 for two lines. And then maybe $30 a month more.
It's a spotty network.
It can be. I mean, Sprint has been saying that their network is within 1% of the difference of Verizon's, which in many ways is true. I mean, these guys have all been spending billions of dollars improving their networks. The Sprint network is probably looks pretty similar to what the Verizon network looked like, you know, a few years ago. So it really all depends on where you are and where you spend your time, because you can be sitting at a, you know, at a restaurant and compare the speeds that you're getting from one carrier to another and find that, oh, in this place, Sprint is way better than Verizon. And in this other part of town, Verizon is way better than everybody else. So it really kind of depends. And in many ways, a lot of people will say you can't really go wrong nowadays with the wireless carrier that you choose.
Let's go into this next aspect. How do I get the phone with each of these carriers?
Carriers used to just have the two-year contracts. You signed a two-year contract. You got a discount on your phone, so you could pay $200 for an iPhone, and you couldn't get a new iPhone at that price for another 2 years.
Right.
A lot of people didn't like that, but it was also sort of simple. You just kind of knew, like, okay, well, I'm eligible for an upgrade. I can go in and I can get one, and, you know, you might have been excited about it. After T-Mobile switched to this no-contract stuff in 2013, the rest of the industry followed. But when they got rid of the contract, that also meant that you had to pay full price for your device. And the trade-off was that the actual monthly wireless bill was lower, but then you would add on like a $27 a month payment to pay for your iPhone over the course of 24 months.
Right.
But once that once you paid off your phone, your bill would drop. And so, well, I think a lot of consumers might start seeing, like, hey, I just paid off my phone after this last 2 years, and my bill is now, you know, $70 instead of $97. Yeah. Maybe I'll wait a few more months to buy a new phone. All of the carriers primarily push customers to that model. Even people who are hanging on to an old Verizon plan that might have a contract, you might be paying the contract prices, you still have to pay full price for the device, and you can pay for it right up front when you go there, or you can pay it in installments. Most people will probably choose to pay for it in installments because they don't charge you any interest, so yeah. It's a pretty decent deal. I mean, you just add it to your monthly payments. Sprint has an option to lease the phone. And some other carriers have this too, but they don't really promote it quite as much. But that means that for Sprint, you can just, you know, you have the monthly payments, and then when the next iPhone comes around next year, you can just extend those monthly payments, you know, another 24 months out, and you'll get the new phone right away.
The Wall Street Journal's Ryan Knutson, who covers the telecom industry, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
And that's this edition of Tech News Briefing. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.